can't think.
Okay, well, we'll come back to it. If you can't think of the word right off, we can skip over and come back. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Well, I don't know.
Never lived on a farm?
No.
Okay. I wouldn't have known either. Have you heard people call these things a cow break or a cow lot or a cow pen? Are you familiar with those?
Yeah, I guess cow pen, I guess is what it is.
Okay.
That's right. I have heard it. Of course, I never lived on a farm, so I don't know anything about it.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
I call it a brick wall, I reckon.
Well, I suppose it's not made out of bricks, but just rocks, just piled up.
Rock wall.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Large wooden vessel.
Uh-huh. You carry water or milk and it has a handle on it.
Bucket?
Uh-huh.
It's so simple.
Yeah, all these are just common sense, you know, just ordinary things. What do you call the same thing if it's made out of metal? Do you call it the same thing or do you call it something different?
Made out of metal.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess you'd call it the same thing.
Okay. Would you say it again for me?
Like we say tin bucket or...
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet or frying pan.
Okay. Is there a difference between them?
I never saw the difference, but they just have different names.
Okay,
some say
fine.
Skillet and some say frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
What do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
On a what?
On a barrel.
You mean outside?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess you call them the same thing.
Okay. Would you say it again for me?
A faucet.
Okay. And let's see now. If it's outside and you hitch a hose up to it,
uh-huh.
you'd still
a faucet.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Fine. And if it's attached to a big keg or something, would you still call it a faucet?
I would.
Always.
Somebody else might have another name.
Yeah. Well, now what I'm interested in is what you'd call it. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Bag.
Okay.
Paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in one of these.
We usually call them a sack.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that high? You hold it up to your mouth and blow on it like this.
Is that a French harp?
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and you hold it between your teeth and pick it like that?
Jew's harp.
Okay.
We don't see any of those nowadays.
I've never heard one.
You
have? I've seen them. You know, I know what they look like, but I never heard anybody play them. Could you play one?
Lord, no, I can't play anything.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? And one child sits on one end and one sits on the other and they go up and down.
Let's see, what we used to call those? Seesaw, I think.
Okay. And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Round.
Well, I guess that seesaw is about the same as a merry-go-round.
Okay.
Only it'd go round. Well, the other one would too, but